Joining us now, the senior Shiv Sena leader, Aditya Thackeray, on a day in which Mumbai has recorded just 1,794 cases. One shouldn't use the word just because it's still a large number. But the fact of the matter is that the decline in Mumbai in terms of COVID cases has been quite remarkable. 74 deaths in 24 hours as well. You know, Aditya, when we were speaking to you about a month, month and a half back, the situation in Mumbai was completely different and people were really worried about where this might all lead. We'll look at Mumbai in a moment, but in the last half an hour or so, you've tweeted something important. You've said that Maharashtra could also consider importing vaccines. Tell us a bit about that plan.
Thank you, Vishnu, for having me back again. And I remember last month, 4th of April was 11,000. That was a peak for the city of Mumbai and, of course, the Maharashtra. Today, like you said, Mumbai is around 1794, Pune is around 1165. So obviously the numbers are lower. But normally I do not trust, or none of us in the administration go by the Monday numbers, because Sunday, you know, the processing is a little slower. Having said that, yes, everyone's been working at it, trying to reduce our numbers, trying to reduce our caseload without hiding a single number. I think that is one of the most important things. But about vaccination, if you see really, I was just listening in before we joined in. And it's really true that till every Indian is vaccinated, every Indian is still not very safe. So we have to focus on our vaccination drives. We are at the BMC level, at the state government level, fully ready across all cities to vaccinate our population, 18 to 44. That is the mandate given to us by the government of India in a very swift and efficient manner. Having said that, yes, like other states, we are scrambling and struggling for vaccines, whatever the short supply is today. We're hoping that we'll get more. We're in constant talks with the government of India and the producers. But at the Mumbai level as well, and as a guardian minister for the city of Mumbai, me and my colleague, Mr. Aslam Sheikh, and the mayor, Kishore Pednekarji, plus the municipal commissioner, all of us have been deliberating. We discussed with the chief minister whether we can look at the possibilities of globally procuring vaccines for the city of Mumbai. And if we can do that, around 50 lakh vaccines, we have a roadmap to vaccinate the people within 3 weeks. So that is fully ready as long as we get the vaccine. More importantly, I can say that with, you know, a lot more confidence, because you've seen everywhere that the vaccine hesitancy has moved away. People are excited for the vaccine. More than excited, I think they're eager to get the vaccine, get done with both the shots and carry on with post-COVID life. I think that is really crucial. And the government of Maharashtra just last week has drawn out a single check for any producer, any company around the world, any source where we can get 12 crore vaccine doses. That's 2 doses for 6.5 crore people in a single shot. So we're ready to pay a single shot and, you know, ensure that vaccination can be happening in a swift time. But we're just scrambling for vaccines right now.
And if you get the vaccines in the number that you want, and could you just repeat that number of vaccines you're looking for? You say in 3 weeks' time, you'll be done vaccinating the target groups in Mumbai.
We're looking, see, three, 4 weeks is plus minus. Sure. Because, of course, it also depends on, you know, the speed of how many vaccines we can administer a day and, you know, the entire healthcare system that is engaged. But more likely, it is that we are working on two things. One is the chief minister has written to the prime minister requesting him for either, you know, a different app through Cowin for different states. Because sometimes what happens is there are so many people logging in at the same time that there is a little delay in booking. So we've asked for that, or a separate app. If states can really control the slots, then we can make a roadmap of who gets it, how anyone gets it, and, you know, make it more efficient. I think that is one. And the other is, of course, if we get the vaccines that we need, you know, we have roughly about 6.5 crore people in the bracket of 18 to 44, calculating about 2 shots for each of them. We've drawn out a single check in the cabinet last week and we're ready to go for it.
What is your budget for an import of vaccines of the number you're looking at?
We are ready with the amount, because what is most important to us, like you've seen in the past 1 year, is the safety of our citizens. Correct. I think today, if anything has to start again, be it the economy, be it service sector, be it manufacturing industry, in our calibrated lockdown that's still going on, but if we have to ensure the safety of everyone, I think the maximum stress today has to be on vaccination. And in the current scenario, with what vaccination numbers look at, and, you know, in terms of how many vaccines we're getting, the principal scientific advisor to the prime minister also said so, I think, last week. So we've been preparing for it about for 2.5 weeks now. We've been speaking to different people across the board, doctors, to industries, to corporates. How do we prepare for it?
Do we know what vaccine you're looking at in terms of an import? Because, you know, Pfizer, it requires temperatures and it's much more expensive. No matter how well off or wealthy a state government you may be, there are cost considerations. So therefore, what are you looking at?
I think for me to speak as a minister about a particular company wouldn't be really fair on any other company. And we've seen around the world that all technologies, be it the traditional vaccine, the RNA, the vector base, everything is being used across the world. And largely it is seen as a safe vaccine. Every vaccine, you know, whatever comes in the hand, everyone's been using it around the world. We've also seen hospitalizations reduced drastically after the administration of a vaccine.
Yes.
So I wouldn't, you know, speak of a particular vaccine or a cost.
Would you talk about a time period within which you would decide?
I was just saying that how for us, the cost is not really a big matter, because for us, the cost of every life lost, the cost of every person on a ventilator is much more. And we're looking at, you know, procurement at the earliest, because for us, we want to make this into a mission that we vaccinate every citizen of Maharashtra at the earliest.
Okay, that's absolutely fantastic. And one hopes that happens fast. You know, question that's often asked is that, you know, we are talking about a very positive situation in Mumbai this evening. Why is it that Pune and Nagpur have not been able to replicate this success?
So Pune has dropped in the numbers today drastically. It's come down to about, I think, 1,000 bracket again. But there are some districts that are on the low. There are some districts that are on the rise. And therefore, we're trying to manage our medical equipment, our oxygen, our, you know, all the other requirements that come in along with the increasing COVID cases across the districts. We've got a task force of doctors, 11 doctors who are round the clock available to every doctor, to the administration as well. The chief minister, the deputy chief minister, all of them are engaged constantly taking feedbacks and, you know, giving out directions for everything and anything that's needed to control cases. What is most crucial today is that we reach out to every possible person who has to be tested, who has symptoms, and who has to be hospitalized. Because the earlier we detect the cases, like I said, even last time I was on TV with you, the better it is for us to get them recovering soon and help cut the transmission of cases. So I think that is very crucial for us.
Aditya, you know, you've spoken about preparing for, and your government has spoken about preparing for the third wave. Is that something that really worries you? Why would you be looking at a third wave? Is it because of the mutant strain which we are talking about over here in India, the India mutant strain, B1617? Is that what worries you?
Strains is something, you know, what we go by the advice of the doctors. But what worries me is, just apart from strain, the return of another wave. Because if you see last year as well, we had our first peak around, say, when we started off, it was April, May, just the time we started off peaking this time again. And the next peak was around September, October, where we had our highest numbers in Mumbai at around 2,000. And, you know, likewise for other cities. Going by that trend and with the absence of a large scale of vaccines, we've had our peak around April. We are on the downward slide in May, which is a good trend, but I would still keep my fingers crossed, keep the seatbelts fastened, because, you know, it's not the time for celebration or declaring victory. You know, even though we've got praise from the Prime Minister, from the Niti Aayog CEO, from the Supreme Court, I think for us, what is crucial is we take that as fuel to keep the guard higher and to keep our work going on. But the next trend that might come in, as per the observation of, you know, through a perspective of a layman, and not scientifically speaking, would be around September, October, possibly before or after that. Having said that, we were looking at the second wave in Western Europe. We were looking at the second wave around the world, and we thought it would be stronger than the first wave. Just how strong is what nobody could really calculate. You know, even if you see the peak of Mumbai last time was around 2,000 cases in September. This time it went to 11,000. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be preparing for that. A couple of things we're doing for the third wave preparations, if I may just take 2 minutes from, you know, your time is... One is a medical response to the third wave. That's what we're preparing for. There is a team that is looking at handling the second wave that is going on right now. The third wave, what we've started off, is the medical response. So in terms of medical response, can we vaccinate as many people as we can? That is the first option. Two, there are talks about double mask, single mask, N95, all of that. So we're trying to put out as much as clean, clear information as possible in terms of awareness. Three, the chief minister himself has been talking to general practitioners, family doctors, to increase awareness for families, for people to get tested in time, to not get into, believing that you can self-heal. You need to get tested and go on the advice of a doctor. Three, in terms of medical response, the demography it might hit, you know, looking at the seroprevalence, you have the senior citizens who are affected by COVID, you have the middle-aged people who've been affected by COVID. You might just have teenagers or children being affected by COVID. And this is not something I can vouch for. This is a trend that we are seeing around the world and we're seeing in the second case. So herein is where we're preparing. Can we increase pediatric wards? Can we include pediatric doctors into this? Can we have more NICUs getting prepared? So that is one of the medical response. And of course, all of us as ministers, all of us as elected representatives across party lines, we're looking at increasing our ICU capacities, our ventilators, our oxygen concentrators, because finally it's all about breathing oxygen. I think that is what we're looking at. Bed capacities, of course, has been increased multiple times and multifold across Maharashtra. The second response that we need to the third wave is the civic response. How do we have COVID-appropriate behavior when we say that we're going to tackle the third wave? The CDC the other day has said that is an airborne disease.
Right.
So how do you grapple with that? How do you deal with that? Do you have one mask that is enough? Can you have ventilated rooms? Can you have open restaurants? Can you have offices that can work from home or have staggered timings? I think that is the second response. And the third is corporate. When I say corporate, I don't necessarily mean CSR because, you know, they've been
right.
kind enough to open the coffers to all the country. But I also mean that manufacturing industries. Today, what happens is there's a manufacturing industry. And unfortunately, if someone falls ill, the whole industry is isolated and, you know, tested. But can we have methods by what we can actually test them twice a week? Can
sure.
we ensure that the industry goes on? So these are some of the things we're working on for the third
week. Lots of moves and measures that you're looking at over there. Thank you so much. I think this news of a possible import of vaccines and 3 to 4 weeks, give or take a few days here and there, to vaccinate a city as large as Mumbai, that is a huge deal if it works out, and one certainly hopes that it does.
And
thank you.
That's depending on both. You know,
sure.
citizens have been largely responding, so we're confident of going ahead with great
That's
speed.
Fantastic news. Thanks, Aditya, very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you.